This is the Marty Minute with Marty Bass and Colleen Carew on 100.7 The Bay.
Hello, hello, Marty Bass. How are you?
Hello, Colleen. Hi, everybody.
What's going on? Happy Friday. I'm going to pick your brain here for a second on game shows. Do you watch many?
Well, during my shift on TV Hill, we run The Price is Right and Let's Make a Deal. So it's in the background every one of my work days.
Now, Family Feud, too. I think you run the reruns of that.
That's going to be at a different time. When I'm primarily there and looking around at monitors, we're seeing Let's Make a Deal and Price is Right.
And Aaron Rodgers recently added to the celebrity host rotation for Jeopardy. They've got Anderson Cooper, Dr. Oz, and now Aaron's going to take a turn. What game show would you want to host if you had the chance?
I think The Price is Right, to be quite honest about it. It would be a lot of fun to say, now, Colleen, you've got $200 to spend. You can only pick four of these five items to keep you below that $200. Which ones are you picking? Now the drama starts increasing, and all of a sudden, instead of picking the steering wheel cover for the new car you might win, you pick the Afghan, not knowing it's pure mink. And it throws you over by at least $1,400. And I have, oh, Colleen, so close. But thanks for being on stage with me.
I love that show. I do. I don't know if I'd want to host it because I like to host shows where I would probably know a little bit about. And I would be so off the mark as far as picking prices. But Name That Tune would be a good one for me.
Drew Carey said that the trick to him doing The Price is Right is that he's rooting for every contestant. So he feels the drama and letdown just as they do. It's a game show with emotional highs and emotional lows.
Right. So Price is Right for hosting duties. Marty, which one do you like to watch?
It's still going to be The Price is Right.
Really?
It's in my wheelhouse. It's when I don't have a lot going on other than show prep for the noon. By the time we get to the evening hours, given our schedule, I mean, we live in a different time zone. I'm way beyond cognitive support enough to really deal with Jeopardy.
Well, is it going to be a good game show watching weekend weather-wise, Marty?
Okay, the weekend's not going to be bad. It is going to be great. There'll be a couple of showers around. Neither Saturday nor Sunday rainouts, but neither day is it going to be dry. Temperature's going to be above normal. We'll be, you know, pretty much playing around the low 50s. I think the big thing to think about in this forecast, even moving toward midweek next week, which will take us into March, is that no real Arctic blast, no real severely cold temperatures are moving our way day or especially night side.
Yeah, so 3 weeks away till springtime. I am so ready. I know we all are.
But we know March in the mid-Atlantic can be quite finicky.
I'll take weather for 200, Marty. You have a great weekend.
You bet, Colleen. Bye, everybody.
This has been the Marty Minute with Colleen Carew on 100.7 The Bay.